Hello and welcome to Women's Wellness with Loose Inspiration Podcast. I am your host, Lucy Catino. Ladies, this is your safe space where we discuss everything women's wellness. Let's dive in and start to peel back the layers. I have a very special guest with me today, Alexis Manson, a model, graphic designer, and cheerleader of women everywhere. In March of 2018, she launched Voguish Grace, a powerful social media personality publicizing her self-discovery and journey while collaborating with individuals within her niche to merge and expand networks. The Voguish Grace movement serves as a support system for women to never lose sight of their dreams and to help them see and realize all their possibilities and potential. Alexis is a sign model in Boston and New York. Welcome, Alexis. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm so excited to be a part of this podcast and do this interview. Oh, man. I love the platform that you've established. It's inspiring, especially women of color, to just keep reaching. I think that's amazing. So I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. And that's precisely why I wanted to create something like this, because I feel like, you know, inspirational women like you, we're all reaching, you know, and other women need to see it. And we need to come together and highlight those powerful women everywhere, and also encourage the younger generations coming up. So shout out to Rosalina for connecting us. She definitely knows what I look for. And when she came to me and said, I have the perfect person for you, I checked out your IG page and instantly I definitely agreed with her. So here we are, and I'm truly honored that you've created space in your day to be here with me. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get started. I'm going to dive right in with my first question. Now, you live by this interesting motto, right? So, and I quote, when all else seems to fail, enlighten the world with your presence. How have you, Alexis, personally been able to do that?
Well, I have to first start off, Lucy, by saying I hate hearing the word no, or the saying you can't. That's the worst thing to tell me. It's like my mind actively recodes the word no to a yes, or Lexi, yes, you can. So that's essentially it. So this has always been the case. And please don't get my mom and my dad started with my childhood recollections of me. Mm-hmm. I was renamed to Lek because of the constant yelling that took place on account of me being stubborn and not accepting no for an answer. So it would go a Lek, and then they just forgot about the XIS, and I knew at that point I was in trouble. So my nickname Lek is a constant reminder of my tenacity and strong will. Mm-hmm. So back in January 11, 2017, it actually wasn't 2018. I had to think back again. It was actually 2017. And I remember sitting back in my room and actually like reflecting on my journey and identifying the qualities that truly make me who I am. And that process, though, it felt like overnight. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize was unconsciously, I have always been reflecting and I've always been creating myself into this woman that I am today. So I accumulate so many no's from the modeling industry since the age of 19. And for some, they would have given up, especially when like some of the top modeling agencies such as Ford, such as Elite, they blatantly told me no. So I could have given up. But I birthed Voguish Grace on January 11, 2017, and I birthed the motto, when all else seems to fail, enlighten the world with your presence. I wasn't going to allow no to cripple me or keep me stagnant. It was really time for me to carve out my destiny. So that literally that motto has kept me going each day since January 11, 2017.
You know, I am so with that. You know, I truly believe that we create this the world that we want. You know, we create it and with our intention and with every choice that we make, and it you're definitely a living example of that. Now, would you say your parents had something to do with that, with you know, kind of instilling that fire in you, or was it something that more so your personality and just what it was?
I think it's a mixture of both. I am so much like my mom, which I think was mm-hmm. part of her frustration. She was looking in the mirror at herself, because mm-hmm. with my mm-hmm. mom, she her dream was to be a lawyer. So she was going to fight every single case. And I yep. realized that you can't just tell me no. Why? Like, why are you saying no? I can't do this. So mm-hmm. I think it was innate in me. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's already... beautiful. That yeah. I love that. And I was just curious, was there like a time and pull? But that is the perfect answer. That is the truth, right? So when did you discover your passion for modeling? Like, at what point did you say, you know, I can really do this and be a profession and have this be my profession?
Yeah, I have to go back to when America's Next Top Model days. It was all the way back to like cycle 4. And it was when Naima Mora won that year. And it was mm-hmm. back in 2015. What was it? When was that? Oh my God. I forgot when cycle 4 was, but I know I was 15 at the time.
Wow.
And I remember I was a junior in high school, and I said to my classmates, I want to be a model in New York.
Wow.
And they can attest, because a lot of them still follow me on Instagram. They're like, Lexi always said she was going to be a model. I mean, literally, it was after that mm-hmm. cycle that I said, I can do this. I can
now,
totally
was
do
it
this.
Because you saw someone that looked like you, that kind of represented what you look like?
Kind of. You could definitely tell she was mixed up. But you know, there was something about Naima. It was mm-hmm. her warmness that really resonated with me. And I'm going to tell you a story. And it's funny that she's the one that stood out to me the most and she's the one that I literally said, I can be a model because of you. I was at a casting last year around Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. I can't remember the casting, but I can remember I was on the elevator with someone that looked like Naima. So I'm on the low kind of looking like, man, this girl looks so familiar. Right. But not saying anything. So we went through the casting together. Now we coming back and we're waiting for the elevator. And I remember having like this, like, like my heart dropped a little bit, because I didn't want to be that person to be like a fan. So
right.
Like,
oh, yeah. Girl man, fan man. Over here.
I'm just going to go for it. uh-huh. I was like, are you Naima? So she gave me that warm smile that I remember so vividly during her time on America's Next Top Model. And she says, yes. I said, you won that year, right? She says, I did. I said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I watched that entire season. It's so crazy that it was literally full circle. I'm literally at a casting with Naima Mora. It was crazy. So yeah, it was when I was 15 that I decided I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to be a model. I didn't want to be on America's Next Top Model though. I didn't.
Oh, that you knew for sure. But you knew that you were definitely going in that direction and on that path. That's fascinating how you can be that young and already decide and know and be really, I mean, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and here you are. That's really amazing. Congratulations. Now, how has this journey been like for you? Is it a mixed bag of like positive experiences, negative experiences? Because I would venture to say it's not an easy industry to be in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But honestly, Lucy, I have to say I've had nothing but, you talk about this mixed bag.
Yes.
I have this mixed bag of milestones. Wow. Because I'm telling you, I'm glad I came into the industry at my age, because I don't know, I just developed this thick skin, and I have literally embraced every single moment from before I even decided to be a model to this whole journey. It's just like I've been embracing it. So for me to answer that question, I literally have to, it's like I have to answer it in like a timeline format, because it's the milestones that I'm humbled by. So I have to take you back to February 1st, 2017, and it was a little bit over a month after my brand was created. Mm-hmm. I was signed to Model Club in Boston, and I remember working with a renowned photographer, Lalo Torres, for my initial portfolio images. Mm-hmm. And I remember my agent said to me, Lexi, invest in your career. Work with the best. So I remember I was broke, girl. But yeah. I saved like $600 just to work with the best. And mm-hmm. When he sent the images over to my agent and I, Lalo said, "Lexi, you are a star." And I just, it just felt so surreal. Like someone on his level would say that about me. It was something he saw in me. And I think it was more so he saw my happiness. Here I'm finally doing what I've always wanted to do.
Yes.
So that was my first milestone. But what I'm going to say next is, unfortunately, here I got signed to Model Club. I thought all these opportunities were going to be flooding my way. Nope. I didn't get my first paid job until November 2018, a whole year and some change then passed.
Wow.
So, yeah. So the uncertainty was killing me. The job was with Misha and Puff, and I'm forever grateful for the owner, Anna Wellick. We are friends even to this day. She restored my hope. She saw something in me again in my portfolio in images, and she booked me directly. And that's a model's dream, not to attend a casting, just to have a client just see your photo and say you're booked. Oh my God. It was just like, whoo. So
yeah.
being on set with them kind of fortified that dream of mine.
Uh-huh.
And literally from that point on, the momentum kept building and building and building. I think it was February 17, 2019, CVS Beauty booked me directly for their Beauty in Real Time campaign. It was CVS' biggest campaign that they've ever done. And in the ads, women are literally using their beauty products in real life and doing things like get ready with me in the morning, putting on makeup for the night. Mm-hmm. And it was all Photoshop free, which wow. I'm a big person on that. I don't wear too much makeup. So it was just like, wow, I'm finding these clients that kind of know who I am. It was insane.
Right.
So yeah, that happened. And then during this process, I'm still publicizing my journey predominantly on Instagram through my brand, Voguish Grace.
Uh-huh.
And this is the pivotal point. I'm so thankful that my brand continues even now to open up collaboration opportunities with people within my niche. And one collaboration in particular was with photographer Claire Marchand and makeup artist Miranda Lynn. They're the one that the image that I sent you earlier of my headshot, that mm-hmm. image is what got me placed into New York. So
it's a very stunning image. Very, very stunning. And it's so natural.
I love that image.
I love that. Yeah. Very natural. And that seems to be your brand, from what I could see. It's more of a natural, like, look.
Very organic.
Very organic, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. So yeah, I when we were finished with that collaboration, I took those images, I submitted to 4 agencies in New York, 2 reached out to me, and I still remember getting those emails and feeling like, oh my God, my eyes sweated. Instantly they were flooded.
So, yeah.
I decided to go with Bella Agency because after meeting my soon to be agent, Caitlin Dowdy, I knew she was a powerhouse and I knew she had a lot of me in her. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going to accept no from clients. So on October 19, 2018, right before my birthday, my dream came true. I got signed to an agency in New York at 29, soon to be 30.
Congratulations. So look at that.
That journey, man, it was worth it.
No, congratulations. That is powerful. And whoever's listening, listen. Like, just listening to your story and your journey and how you've been able to knock down doors and two, not only that, having opportunities just flood your way. And once you decided that's what you wanted, and that's what I want to hear. Once you make that decision, look at how everything just like works out, right? Organically.
You have to manifest it.
Mm-hmm,
you have to believe in it, man. Mm-hmm, say it out loud. Do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. And you have to believe in yourself. I think that's, mm-hmm. and you definitely exude that. And you definitely have that. So I truly believe that has a lot to do with it. Now, what have you discovered about yourself in all these, you know, different situations? And also, what do you continue to discover about yourself?
Yeah, I discovered quite a bit about myself. For first and foremost, my tenacity is here to stay. I always knew I had it, but mm-hmm. you know, you go through life and certain things can weaken you. No, mm-hmm. that has been in a firm place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered my tenacity is here to stay. I discovered I love overtime, but only with my business and passions. I discovered my purpose is that I love cheering on the next person to never stop reaching. Mm-hmm. What else have I discovered healing. Mm. I discovered real love. And I worded that in a particular way because you got to heal first.
Yes.
you got to get that taken care of. And healing is continuous.
But, yes. Yes. Oh my God. Can you say that any louder?
Seriously. Girl, it has saved my life.
Yes. No, I know. I know. I know.
Yeah. So I discovered love after mm-hmm. that. And then I'm still discovering that the act of discovery is just that. You have to stay woke in order to stumble across its treasure. So, yeah, man.
You do. You really do. Your life depends on it.
It's true.
It's true, right? Now, what is your message to Black and brown girls everywhere? What would you tell them? If you know, I don't know, just anything. What would that thing be?
I would tell them, find your cheerleaders, discover unity. I believe in togetherness. Mm-hmm. Together, I believe we have the capacity to lift one another up and to encourage one another, again, to never stop reaching. It's not a competition. That's what I want to tell so many people. Listen, there is enough money to be made. There's enough opportunities to be had. Like, it's not a competition. Be in competition with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I believe in sisterhood. So I have a lot of sisters that I obviously are like my friends, but then I also have a lot of virtual sisters and I have a lot of celebrity sisters that I've never met. And
yeah, truly. I get that. Oh, energetically, you feel this connection with them, you know, like they speak your language. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I get that. I get that.
But one in particular is Angela Bassett. And I don't know if you watched her Black Girls Rock speech, the award ceremony speech.
I do remember little pieces of it. And it's funny you say that because I actually worked for BET Networks. And that was one of the shows that, you know, we used to work on. Because I did ad sales for them for many years. Uh-huh. And that was one of my most favorite shows. So, but I got to see like little clips of it. But she's just phenomenal. Like she's, you know, poised, strong, and like you just look at her and you say, wow, that encompasses what a Black woman absolutely. I get that. She's
my kindred spirit.
She's it. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
That's what I would encourage Black and brown girls is to find your cheerleaders.
Yes, very important. That's very important. We need that. It's true. Yes. Now, you're very specific about gracing the pages of Vogue magazine. Now, tell me why Vogue?
Mm-hmm. So, Vogue-ish Grace, my brand's name, was mm-hmm. a direct attack, a positive attack. Let me just mm-hmm. put it that way.
No, yeah.
Against Vogue. Because when I wanted people to see Vogue-ish Grace and quickly kind of see the iconic magazine Vogue, even how I designed my logo, I wanted to, it was intentional. So for more than a century, you know, Vogue has brilliantly captivated the eyes of millions with its genius, like visual shows, the charismatic narratives, and, you know, the editorial spreads, they're so riveting. And mm-hmm. it's like they're held such at a high esteem in the high fashion world. Right?
Yes, I agree. But
so many of us people of color, mm-hmm. brown and black girls, brown and black men, they're never getting close proximity to that goldmine Vogue.
No.
So, but I didn't want that pivot hole to stop me from pursuing again my passion. And so I go back to that. I believe it is imperative for anyone who has a passion to take hold of it. Never mm-hmm. wait for society or obstacles to dictate your destiny. And for me, Vogue is my destination. Like I'm going to grace it.
And I know you will. And I'm so glad I asked that question because I had a sneaky suspicion that it was going to be an answer that would completely blow me away. And that's and look, that's exactly what it is. And that it's absolutely accurate, everything that you've said. And it's definitely possible. You know, just aim high. That's my thing. Aim high. And you know, it's a beautiful way too to change the direction of where we're going. it's time that we be represented more. And so it takes work. It takes you doing what you're doing. It takes me doing what I'm doing. And, just a ripple effect of other women doing what they're doing, and other Black men too.
It's
Brown
true.
Black men all over the world. So here we are doing it. It's been amazing, Alexis. I really don't want to conclude this conversation,
Yeah.
but I know eventually we'll have to end, right? So, but I do like to go even deeper with my questions, with three additional ones, right? So are you ready for this one, for these
No,
ones?
okay.
All right. So the first one, if you or Alexis were to write yourself a love letter, how would that begin?
It's crazy and it's so freaking funny you asked this. I just spent an amazing weekend last weekend with even though COVID is still out there with the love of my life, and I had such an amazing time that I literally got home and I because he lives in New York and I got home and I sent him a love note, and in the beginning of the love note it said it may be possible that all the movies I watch, because girl I watch a lot of romantic movies, I said, it may be possible that all the movies I watch end in happily ever after have me assuming a destination transcends the journey. So when you ask that question, it's crazy because my whole journey to this modeling industry, it wasn't about the destination. Yes, that is important, but it's about these moments that I picked up, these milestones. So if I were to rewrite this letter to be more directed to myself, it would be, it may be possible that all these movies I watch ending in happily ever after have me assuming a destination transcends the journey. My journey thus far has kept my mind in reverse. The moments have made such a beautiful imprint on my heart. And I'm thankful for my parents. They did one thing, even though imperfect, he did more than one thing right, but they decided to make me out of love. And if only they knew that their stubborn and disobedient child would have or use her like tenacity to turn her dreams into a reality,
And to
they would
change the
know.
world, right?
Oh no.
Yeah,
I
seriously. Yeah,
hope.
no, seriously. I
So,
definitely feel that. And that's
yeah.
beautiful. Wow. That's really beautiful. And second question is, what is your personal why, that one thing that gets you going every day?
When I feel like quitting, or when, like, because I do have lupus, which I'm very open about. So when I have those attacks, I think about why I started. Because sometimes I do feel like quitting. I'm like, this is too much. My body can't take this. But then I go back to why I even started this process in the first place. I'm not quitting because it's my passion.
So
So
keep
that's
going,
it.
right? That's it. Yep. Sometimes it is that simple. It is. And lastly, what would you like to leave behind when this journey is over?
I think it's just that. It's my journey. I want people to remember that I publicized it, because this blueprint is for many people to follow. I'm not holding it. I'm loosening it up. Like, yes, this is my passion, but I want to help the next person accomplish their dreams. And if I have somewhat of a framework to help them, that information should always be free. So I really want them to remember my journey. And I also want them to remember I'm so much like them. And I hope that even when people follow me, new followers come on, follow me on Bogus Grace on my Instagram account, I make sure to let them know, thank you so much for following my journey, because it means so freaking much to me. So I want people to remember me based off of my journey.
That's right, and we will. We absolutely will. Wonderful, Alexis. I wish you the best in your path. I really do. I am cheering for you. I'm rooting for
Oh.
you, and I truly believe that there is, the sky, whatever, there are no limits. There are no limits there. So I again thank you for your time. And
Yes. Thanks for having me. And I
no,
hope
my
to
pleasure.
meet you one day in person.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I was gonna say, that's always home. I'm always back there. So I'm sure our paths will cross. I appreciate again your time, your energy, and just offering this beautiful wisdom for my listeners and for myself. I'm really inspired. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And to my listeners, remember, you are the most important person in your life. Stay well. And if this episode has resonated with you, please do share it with 3 other amazing friends, men, women, all over. And check us out on our Instagram page. That's luce.inspiration, luce.inspiration. Until the next time, be well. Thank you.